Marco Rubio, my Democrat challenger Val Demings votes 100% with Pelosi. By Hannah Blow on August 25, 2022. Florida Democrat Representative Val Demings votes 100% with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. DCA, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, said of his challenger on Wednesday, the day after her decisive victory in Florida's Democrat primary race. In Congress, Val Demings is just another Blame America First rubber stamp who votes 100% with Pelosi. Praise defunding the police, call violent riots a beautiful sight and says the crisis at the border is nothing new, Rubio said on social media Wednesday, drawing a sharp contrast between himself and his Democrat challenger. His comment marks the first official day of the general election season following Demings' overwhelming victory in Tuesday's Democrat primary race. This is not the first time Rubio has pointed out that Demings stands as a strong ally of the 82-year-old House Speaker, deeming her Chuck Schumer's hand-picked candidate. Chuck Schumer, frankly, is one vote away. He just needs one. If I were not in this position and one of my opponents like Val Demings was, you'd never hear the name Joe Manchin, Rubio said during an event in Jacksonville, Florida, in January, where dozens of Florida sheriffs endorsed him. A great irony, given Demings' decades of serving in law enforcement herself. You never would have heard the name Kyrsten Sinema, because Chuck Schumer would have 51 votes, and with those 51 votes, he can pass anything he wants, which includes codifying socialism in our laws through what they called Build Back Better, Rubio said, explaining that Schumer wants Demings as a U.S. senator because she has voted with Nancy Pelosi 100% of the time in the House. 100% of the time. If you want Nancy Pelosi to be your next U.S. senator, you have a candidate running that's perfect. But I think most people don't want that here in this state, he continued. And that's why he picked her. She voted with Pelosi 100% of the time. And he's counting on her voting with him 100% of the time. And that will dramatically change not just our country but our federal government in ways that might be irreversible, he added.